Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, I'm so thrilled that you'd carve out part of your day to hang out with us. Now, one of the things that I love about my role at Sugar Hill Church and I'm privileged to get to do is to co-teach with Pastor Chuck several times throughout the year. We absolutely have fun doing it. We love getting to do it. I never know what he's going to say, but I'm telling you, it's so much fun and always full of truth. Well, recently we sat down and we talked through a phrase that Jesus said right before he died on the cross. John, the closest earthly friend of Jesus, actually wrote down the words that Jesus said. Here's what it says in John chapter 19. It says that Jesus knew that his mission was now finished, and to fulfill scripture, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in it, they put it on a hyssop branch, and they held it up to his lips. And when Jesus had tasted it, he said, here's the phrase, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head, and he gave up his spirit. These are the last words of Jesus before he dies. It is finished. Now, I want to remind you, when he says those, he's on the cross. And the cross is not sentimental. The cross is not a piece of art. It's not some ornament to be worn around a neck at that point. It literally is a tool for death. It's something that would steal the dignity of anybody that hung on it. So it's on that old rugged cross that Jesus says this phrase. He says, "It is finished." Well, what's interesting is that what Jesus says is finished started a long time before the cross. Think about it this way. A couple of thousand years before Jesus was on the cross, God had already started this mission way back in the garden. When Adam and Eve had sinned and when they had broken fellowship with God himself, God shows up in Genesis 3, already foreshadowing the cross, and says to the serpent, the enemy, one day the descendant of Adam is going to crush the head of the enemy. Think about it later in Genesis chapter 15 when God comes to Abraham and he says to Abraham, "I know you don't understand it now. I know that you don't get it yet, but one day there's going to be a descendant that comes from you that's going to bless all generations. It's going to bless all the nations." All the way up to David in the Old Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 7, God again is foreshadowing the coming of the Messiah when he says, "David, there's going to come a day when one of your descendants sits on the throne and he will reign on that throne forever." Even in the prophet Jeremiah, God's foreshadowing the cross. In Jeremiah chapter 31, he says, "There's coming a day that I'm going to wipe away their sins and I'm going to remember them no more." Think about that. Thousands of years before Jesus was on this earth, hundreds of years before the cross was even a weapon of putting somebody to death, God has been saying since the beginning of time, "I have a plan. To Adam, I'm going to crush the enemy's head. To Abraham, I'm going to bless all the nations. To David, I'm going to establish my throne forever. And to Jeremiah, I'm going to wipe away their sins and remember them no more." In some ways, those four promises were all pointing to one moment. They were pointing to the cross. So think about this. When Jesus is on the cross and he says, "It is finished," what he's saying is reconciliation is now complete. What he's saying is, "I am healing the differences between man and God. I'm closing the terrible gap that sin created. I'm restoring the relationship that was fractured. It is finished." And so today, as you walk into your day, I hope that you'll find confidence. I hope that you'll find hope. I hope that you'll be able to withstand the tough times because you can live out of what Jesus said. That Jesus, ever since the beginning of time, has been planning this rescue mission. And when he died on that cross, it wasn't an accident. It wasn't a backup plan. It was the completion of what God has been promising even since the garden. And Jesus himself says, "It is finished. I have done what you could never do." And so, my friend, I hope that today that you'll live in light of that "it is finished" phrase, and that today the work that Jesus did on the cross would have victory in your life today. Man, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. We love you guys. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, drop us a note at prayer at sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.